Praise the Lord and good evening. Today is May 2nd, the National Day of Prayer. This is a time when we pray for our nation and all that is going on. So, Father God, first I come to you on behalf of the nation that I am living in, the USA. This is an election year, and I pray that your will be done. Your word says to pray for our nation, for our leaders, and our governing authorities. In your word, we find so much wisdom. There is power in prayer. So we first start off with 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 2. I urge, then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Romans 13 and 1 says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Lord, we know that right now there are upheavals going on around the country, in our nation's colleges and universities. Father God, we pray for peace right now. We pray for civil rest right now. We pray that efforts made by agitators to disturb the peaceful protesters be stopped. That university leaders and local law enforcement would properly handle the situation. We live in a country with some of the best civil and human rights, but we don't want anything to get out of hand. So, Father God, give us wisdom. We turn to our election, O God, and we pray that you put the one there, Lord, that you want to lead this nation. We pray for good leaders, for just leaders, and for righteous leaders. We proclaim your word, Lord. 1 Peter 2, 13 through 17. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. The book of wisdom and understanding hails. By me, kings reign, and rulers decree what is just. By me, princes rule, and nobles, all who govern justly. By justice, a king builds up the land, but he who exacts gifts tears it down. It is an abomination to kings to do evil, for the throne is established by righteousness. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wills. Lord God, you have plans for this nation, both domestically and as they relate to other nations around the world. We pray for good foreign policy. We pray for truces. We pray for ceasefires. We pray for lasting peace. Have your way in the world today. Cover the earth with your glory. Again, wisdom speaks. Where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. He builds up nations and he destroys them. He expands nations and he abandons them. But blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. He, the Most High God, changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. So, Lord, I look to you. I pray to you on behalf of our nation and the world. May we turn our hearts toward you and stay humble before you. In Jesus' name, amen.